Let me give you a gospel card. Would you like one? You with the Gideons too?
Look at it.
Yeah, well, one of the things, I'm going to be here street preaching. I'm just not out yet. Well, one of the things I always say to the Gideons, and I love all my neighbors, and that's why we come and we do this. But see, the problem with America and the problem with the world is they don't just need more of God's word handed out. You know, guys know the average house has like 5 Bibles, and everyone has one on their phone. So what did, in love, I'm going to ask you, what did Jesus say we're supposed to do?
We're supposed to go out and make disciples of all nations.
You're supposed to preach the gospel, and we're supposed to make disciples, and we're supposed to teach them to obey everything he commanded. The Gideons don't do that. They just hand out Bibles, and here's the thing. They're connected to all types of ecumenical religion. Well, which is not of God.
And we can argue that point.
Well, it's not an argue. It's a it's a fact.
Whether or not that's good or bad.
It's sinful.
It's not sinful.
Sure, it's sinful.
No. Anytime you
to be ecumenical.
Anytime you hand out God's word, that's not sin.
Actually, the Pharisees were standing there proclaiming God's word, and Jesus called them their sin was hypocrisy because they didn't do it rightly.
No, the Pharisees were against Jesus Christ because he was interrupting their power struggle. That's all.
They were adding man-made rules, like all of the ecumenical places that you guys are linked to.
648 man-made rules through the Pharisees. That Christ.
Well, 613 were God's rules. Well, the Pharisees were adding things like washing pots and cups, exactly. And that's what your ecumenical places and all the denominations you're linked to do. They've added Christmas. They've added Easter. They've added easy believe gospel, and you guys just hand out God's word and you don't call anybody to repentance.
Well,
that's sinful,
that's
disobeying God.
And that's
is true.
No, well,
am I going to hear you guys preach the gospel? What is the gospel?
Well,
how does
a
man find eternal life?
Listen to me.
How does a man find eternal life?
Well, he's got to accept Christ as his Savior first.
What Bible verse says accept Jesus as your Savior?
What Bible verse?
What Bible verse says accept?
All kinds of Bible
really?
Verses.
What one
Romans
says accept?
In 10, it said you've got to accept Christ into your heart.
It does not say the word accept
anywhere.
If you believe
Jesus Christ is the Son of Man who came to the earth incarnate and died upon the cross and was risen 3 days after that,
you
then you
stick your fingers in my face.
I'm sorry. Yeah. My apologies. But those are the three things.
It never says the word accept. The Bible actually says Christ makes us acceptable to God. So you've got a faulty gospel. It doesn't say accept. The Bible says by the blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, you place your faith. A faith that saves is a faith that follows and obeys an allegiance to.
Sure.
The denominations, denominations and Gideon don't do that. They're not obeying God. By faith, you must repent.
Yep.
When you repent, you change your mind, you change your ways, and you come out of the world and come out of every false way.
You're not saying anything. I don't agree.
The Gideons don't do that. The Gideons are of the world, and the Gideons are of denominations.
We can have that.
When you are born again, when you repent,
you're
born again by the Spirit of God. And the people that are born again, the Bible says he gives the Spirit to those who obey him. It's not to the people of the denominations or the Gideons because they're not obeying God. By obedience,
I'm not going to sit here and argue
holiness and obedience, then you endure in the faith. See, I'm preaching you the biblical gospel, and you're not going to stand here.
No,
because all you want to do is be a man pleaser and hand out the Bible. That's wickedness. That's wickedness, but you're not obeying, and it's going to cost you your soul, sir. I hope you repent. Yeah, so more Gideons here. We see Gideons, and they hand out the Bible, and they don't call people to repentance. And they deceive people. And so we like to tell them the truth, but you heard that. He would talk right over the gospel. He had his finger in my face for a little while. And they just want to please people. Hand out the Bible, but they're not calling people to repentance. The Pharisees had the word of God, but they lived in hypocrisy and they did not obey. And they added, and they obeyed wrongly in hypocrisy. So more Gideons we run into out here. Shameful, but they got the truth and a rebuke in love.